The Best in Class podcast is back with a look at week four in the NFL. JoeBucksFan.com draft guru Sean Sullivan takes you through quickly with an eye on young players around the league. And you know what? Take a break from your Buccaneers sorrow. Catch up on those draft picks that you don't keep track of anymore and what they're doing around the league. It's Best in Class presented by Bill Curry Ford. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Best in Class, coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios in Tampa. This is Sean Sullivan giving you the best 30 minutes in NFL football. Thank you for joining. But first, let's pay some bills. Worried about paying too much for a new vehicle? Don't worry. Just drive Curry. With our fall sales event, Ford, Bill Curry Ford will beat any advertised price by $100. That's the ad that I have running currently, right? But just this is like instant news. Hurricane has brought in this new $1,000 hurricane cash. So if you go onto my website and find a vehicle, I will beat any price by $1,000 for the month of October. And this is something that the Currys are doing, and we're doing this for 65 years of serving the Tampa community. We are very invested. From what we understand, 55,000 vehicles were lost in this storm. We would like to be your partner in helping you not only retrieve the vehicle, working with your insurance companies, helping you in the body shop, parts, service, whatever is required. If I have to go pick up a vehicle at your home because you can't get it scheduled anywhere else, I will go get it for you. Forget distance. Just give me a call. You guys know where to find me. You guys can email me at bestinclass@billcurryford.com. I will come out and help you. And I will send the best team in the business with my mobile service vans. They're incredible. I have over 100 loaner vehicles to help you right now. I know that rental cars are really hard to get, and plus they're gouging. Just doing business with me, there's no charge loaner vehicles. I will make sure you have a car to drive, get you back and forth to work, help you in this community. And again, this goes beyond the car business. This goes beyond making money. This goes beyond football. This is about people, and this is about caring about our community, which I was born here, and I was raised 3 miles from Tampa Stadium, and I'm telling you right now, I feel like this community, that I'm not only a part of it, but, you know, I live and breathe this community. So if you need anything, email me at bestinclass@billcurryford.com, and let me help you. All right, we're going to jump into NFL football. We're going to start with the Eagles and the Bucks, obviously. I had friends come in for this game. They were very excited about it. If you can believe it, I actually have friends that are Eagles fans, and that's by completely mistake. Like, I'm going to start meeting people and just asking them what their NFL affiliation is from, like, day one. Like, I'm just going to say, listen, I'm Sean Sullivan. It's nice to meet you. Are you an Eagles fan? If they say yes, there is no friendship. I will not move past that point. The Eagles are just horrible. The problem is you meet people, you like them, you go to dinner, they're friends with your wife, and all of a sudden you find out on a Sunday out of nowhere they're wearing an Eagles jersey, and you're like, oh my gosh, my whole world just got turned upside down, right? That's how I feel right now. But anyway, long story short, we absolutely walloped the Eagles 33-16. It was just such a great game. I loved it. The only thing that would have been better is if the Eagle fans were crying when they left. That would have been fun for me, you know, like full-on crying, like snotting, like, oh my gosh, what happened? This is a tragedy. That would pretty much be the only thing that would have made me happier. But in this game, after coming off that horrible Broncos loss, and obviously that was a trap game. I talked about it last week. It has to do with leadership. It has to do with understanding where you are in the game. And every single week in the NFL, you can win and lose because there is no game that is unwinnable, and every game is you can definitely lose. So I just want to make sure how proud I am of them for bouncing back, still shorthanded, although Vita Vea made a huge difference. But what about the game plan, guys? Baker Mayfield comes out throwing from the first snap. I know the Eagles thought we were going to run the ball, right, with the heat. We're going to come out and do the Todd Bowles, just run up the middle thing. We throw, and we throw, and we throw, and we throw. We throw on first down, we throw on second down, we throw on third down. We move the ball down the field. We score our first touchdown in the opening drive. We sprinkle in a little run. You know, we only ran the ball 25 times in the game for 4.4 yards a carry, which is really great. But Baker Mayfield threw the ball 47 times for 347 yards and 2 TDs, quarterback ranking of 100.2, 7.4 yards per throw. He was sensational. Bucky Irving, our rookie out of Oregon, 10 carries, 49 yards, 4.9 yards a carry, and a TD. Baker Mayfield had a TD on the ground as well as throwing for two. Rashard White had his best rushing game for average at 4.9 yards a carry, 10 carries, 49, very good balance. Even Sean Tucker out of Syracuse, last year's free agent that we signed, had one carry for 3 yards. He got in the game. I'm really glad he did. I was really happy to see him on that series. So I was very impressed with him. Mike Evans got going again. Cameron Johnson, you know, had the drop in the end zone. That was tough. But again, that's going to happen when you're not getting playing time and you got to get rid of those nerves. And he looked very nervous. Let's talk about Graham Barton, the 26th pick out of Duke. I thought he played extremely well. I think he's been solid week in and week out. I felt like the offensive line overall played much better. Braswell, the 57th pick out of Alabama, who was our edge rusher, had three tackles in this game, two solo tackles, and he hit the QB. He had two quarterback pressures last week. He had another hit this week. I saw him back in pass drops several times, like 20 yards off the line of scrimmage. One of these days, I'm going to have to understand why our pass rushers are always so far off the line of scrimmage. But, you know, Yaya Diaby did not have a very good game. I watched him get manhandled a lot. Tyke Smith, our third-round pick out of Georgia, 89th overall pick, he's having a sneaky, and I mean sneaky good year. Like, he's playing the position extremely well. Now, his stats aren't going to show that. Like, he had a tackle, solo tackle. He had a QB hit on a blitz. But he's really brought some good technique, some physicality to that position, really filling a hole there. So Tyke Smith is a guy, like we talked about this in the best in class in the offseason, that he was a guy that was going to compete for the starting job, compete for playing time, and he's done just a fantastic job. And I really feel like he's not getting enough credit as far as defensive rookies in the NFL this year. You know, Jalen McMillan was a non-factor, our wide receiver at Washington. He's dealing still with a hamstring injury. We talked about Bucky Irving already. Overall, I thought the draft class for Jason Light's doing extremely well. We have a 3-1 start to the season. We're going in to Atlanta, which is very difficult to win on the road on a Thursday night game, short week. We're not going to get a lot of our players back. So McMillan is out. Trey Palmer is out, who, by the way, had an excellent series in this game. So we have Vea back, but Kancey's still going to be out. We have a lot of losses right now. Sterling Shepard really stepped up, blast from the past, which is pretty incredible. He did a terrific job. And then on the Eagles side, I will mention that Cooper DeJean had that weird punt return where the block went into him and then he fumbled the ball. That was weird. He was the second-round pick out of Iowa. He's played pretty well for them on special teams and getting into the games. Quentin Mitchell, which was my top corner, number 22 out of Toledo, has been playing for the Eagles. Mixed reviews on corners. I mean, not everyone can be Sauce Gardner to start out their career. And we're going to talk about Detroit's starting corner as well. But again, not much on the Eagles that I want to talk about. Jalen Hurts looked shell-shocked. He only completed 18 passes for 5 yards a throw, 158 yards. It's his lowest total since last year where he had 55 yards passing when he went out with an injury in the first quarter. So if you think about it, we have owned this team, which is really nice because I hate the Eagles. There's a Johnny Wilson sighting. He was a wide receiver, 6th round out of Florida State. That was pretty cool for the Eagles. But overall, what a terrific game for the Buccaneers. Their game plan really did an amazing job. It's almost like we flip-flopped, right? We were the Broncos, and they were the Bucs, kind of like from the week prior. We wanted it more. We hit harder. We caught the ball. Other than that one ridiculous series in the third quarter where everyone decided to drop the ball in one series. But other than that, we caught the ball pretty well. I thought our tackling was much better this game than in the past. But I'm very proud of the Buccaneers. Let's jump into the next game. Cowboys and Giants. So the Cowboys ended up winning 20-15. It was a very, very hard quarterbacking game for me to watch. Daniel Jones, you know, I thought he did enough to win the game, but it's like sometimes he just does enough to lose. He's like Gardner Minshew in that way, where, man, he makes some throws, and you're like, wow, okay, this guy can play, and then he makes some bonehead plays, and you're like, okay, that explains that. So that's what Daniel Jones did in this game. And by the way, the Giants, who drafted Malik Nabers 6th overall at LSU, the guy had 12 catches for 159 yards, and he leads the NFL in catches and yards and as a rookie. He's leading the NFL. So if you think about it, not only is he breaking rookie records, I mean, he's leading the NFL. I mean, besides Jaden Daniels, is Malik Nabers the offensive rookie of the year so far in the season? And I'm going to say more consistently, Jaden Daniels has not done what he's done for 4 games. Malik Nabers has done this consistently for the last 3 games. It's just been unbelievable. And he had that concussion late in the game, which is the only thing that really slowed him down. And from what I understand, he is going to play. Tyler Newbin, the safety out of Minnesota, number pick 447 for the Giants, is getting some play. Their fourth-round pick, Theo Johnson out of Penn State, number pick 107. He's getting the most snaps at tight end for the Giants. He's just a tremendous blocker. So I felt like that was going extremely well. As for the Cowboys, you know, Tyler Guyton has not played well. Their first-round draft pick, number 29 overall at Oklahoma. Their second-round pick, Marshawn Kneeland, the edge out of Western Michigan, had three tackles, two tackles for loss. Last week he had a sack. He's been okay. Like, he's been pretty steady. So I'm going to go with, okay, there might be something there for Marshawn Kneeland, but he's also rushing next to Micah Parsons, which also helps a lot. Moving on to the Saints and the Falcons. The Falcons won this game late. They squeezed it out, 26-24. As far as talking about any players on either one of these teams, I have no interest in talking about the Falcons or the Saints at this point. There's nobody that really stands out that I'm going to go, okay, that guy's playing great. And if they did, I probably wouldn't say anything. The Saints could have, like, the next coming of Joe Montana, and I would, like, yeah, I'd just go past it because I hate the Saints. The Falcons, obviously, are a very veteran team. Kyle Pitts had no catches in the game. Again, that's just seems it's number sixth pick overall. They can't seem to get him the ball, but somehow we can throw the Kate out in the ball six, seven times a game. I don't get it, but we'll see how Raheem Morris, who already came out and said that this is a revenge game for him against the Bucs, that he's still mad about his firing. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it's really interesting. Raheem Morris had a long journey back to head coaching, which, again, maybe he learned the lesson probably not to go out with his players before games to bars and restaurants. I mean, that would probably be smart on his part to probably keep his distance as a leader. The next game, Rams and Bears. So the Bears pulled this game out 24-18. The Rams are just injured at every position. Talk to your fantasy football players. You got Kupp and Puka out. Their defensive line is shredded except for Jerron Curse, which we're going to talk about. The Bears, Caleb Williams, number one overall pick out of USC, they changed up the offense. They ran the ball in this game, surprisingly. You know, Swift had a huge game. Caleb only had to throw the ball 23 times. Last week, he threw the ball 52 times. So he completed 17 of 23 for 157, 7 yards a carry, or 7 yards a throw, and a touchdown. Very efficient, no turnovers. He looked very good, very comfortable in that offense. Swift had a huge game running the ball. Ndunze, the number 9 pick out of Washington, after having 150 yards last week, very typical of a rookie, had one catch for 19 yards in this game. So very typical, the up and down of the rookies, unless apparently your neighbors, who's just destroying every record. As far as the Rams are concerned, Jared Verse out of Florida State, the number 19th pick, has been playing extremely well. He has a couple of sacks in the year. He had four tackles in this game. Jordan Winnington, the Los Angeles Rams' sixth-round pick, has been playing extremely well. I mean, he's kind of really forced into the role, but he's averaged 2.7 yards per route run, which is really interesting. So he's getting yards after catch, but really, Matthew Stafford can get people the ball. I mean, the name to me is really irrelevant, but I just brought it up because he is a rookie. But again, Caleb Williams, he's just playing in a tough offense right now. He has the worst offensive line of football. If they can run the ball, you're going to see him really, really shine. I thought he played really well. He throws to his second, third, and fourth reads. Like, Jaden Daniels is playing excellent for the Commanders. He's playing, like, the team formerly known as Redskins. He's playing so well, but he is running a college offense. And, you know, he's doing the one read, and he's, by the way, super accurate, which if you listen to my quarterback breakdown, he was my number two quarterback. And I talked about his down-the-field accuracy and the fact that he is the fastest runner in the NFL at the quarterback position. Caleb Williams can also run the ball, but for some reason in this, the Chicago Bears are making him stay in the pocket and trying to make him into an exclusive pocket passer, which is so strange to me. But I can't talk about it. We don't have enough time to talk about the Chicago Bears and how terrible that coaching staff is. Let's move on to the Vikings and the Packers. The Vikings won this game 31-29. The Sam Donald reunion tour continues, where he put up, he's now leading the NFL in touchdown passes, which is pretty great for him. I'm really proud of that. The Packers first round draft pick Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle at Arizona. And then you had Edgerrin Cooper at four tackles in this game at a Texas A&M, who was their second round pick. Javon Bullard had four tackles in the game. He's a safety I absolutely love out of Georgia. Very hard-hitting guy. Plays with a lot of discipline for a guy that's with that kind of physicality. The Packers dropped to 2-2. The Vikings are now undefeated. The Vikings, of course, have J.J. McCarthy, who, if you didn't get to see him, played in one preseason game, lit it up, and then was out for the season, the 10th overall pick out of Michigan. Dallas Turner is the other guy that didn't get to play for the Vikings this week. He is the 17th overall pick out of Alabama, who has really flashed. So I really feel like Minnesota found somebody in him. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do the rest of the season. Moving on to the Steelers and the Colts. The Colts won the game 27-24 over the Steelers. It was not because Justin Fields didn't play well. He only has one turnover on the season. He has a lot of big-time throws. He had three touchdowns in the game. Justin Fields is playing out of his mind right now. The Steelers just need to let him play. They're still holding him back a little bit. The Steelers right now, in my opinion, besides Neighbors and Jordan Daniels, have the best player in football in Zach Frazier, the center out of West Virginia. He has not lost a one-on-one battle this season through four games. Zach Frazier has been everything he's advertised to be. He was a favorite of Ira Kaufman going into the draft. He's a former wrestler. But Zach Frazier has been the best player on the offensive line, period, so far through the first four games. Now, again, that's four games, but he has been incredible. If you haven't had a chance to watch Zach Frazier, he looks like an all-pro. He might make the Pro Bowl this year. That's how good he's played. So congratulations to Zach Frazier. The edge for the Colts, Laiatu Latu out of UCLA, the 15th overall pick, had another quarterback pressure, has a sack on the season. Adonai Mitchell out of Texas, the number 52 overall pick, again, looks tremendous, but he can't get the ball. But he looks like he's running some terrific routes. He looks the part. So we'll see how that goes. And then Tanner Bordellini, the Wisconsin center, has gotten some playing time for the Colts as well. But again, the Colts moved to 2-2. The Steelers are now 3-1. Broncos, Jets, do not watch this game, guys. It was so boring. Like, it was rainy, and it was in New Jersey, and it's just, oh, man. Sometimes, I love football so much, but sometimes there are some games where you're like, I'm just going to fast forward because it's just so, it's just not good football, right? Aaron Rodgers played terrible, missed a lot of throws in the game. It looked like the ball was really struggling. He had so many drops in the game when he made the throws. Bo Nix, who was the 12th pick in the first round, completed 12 passes for 60 yards and a touchdown, and they won the game. That is correct. He passed for less than 100 yards in the game, and they won the game. Jonah Ellis, the 76th pick in the second round for the Broncos, has flashed. Fourth-round pick, Troy Franklin, former wide receiver of Oregon who played with Bo Nix, was inactive on the game. I don't know if that's – he is not injured, so I don't know if it's a playbook thing, but on a bad Broncos team, Troy Franklin should be playing. It's not like they're loaded up with stars, so it is concerning that he didn't play. The other thing is on the Jets, Braydon Allen, running back, has been unbelievably good. Fourth-round draft pick. We've talked about him. When he was 18 years old, he was starting. He is the youngest running back in the NFL right now, and he's seems to be a favorite of Rodgers. And it seems like he loves him in the passing game, but he is a beast to bring down. Congratulations to Braylon Allen. Bengals-Panthers. Bengals won 34-24. The Panthers have shown some life since they made the quarterback change, which, again, you know, I talked last year about how bad Bryce Young was. He's just brutal, and he's smallest quarterback ever to play in the NFL, and that includes Doug Flutie. So it's just it's like watching DeSean Jackson play quarterback. I mean, that's how small the guy is. It's just kind of crazy. Can't see. Can't see the ball to throw the ball down the field, and he can't create enough space to open those throwing lanes open. So, again, every one of his passes is 5-6 yards down the field. I don't know what they're going to do. He's almost fits like what Kyle Shanahan does in San Francisco, although he's really expanded the downfield throws with Brock Purdy. I really don't know where Bryce Young can go. Maybe the Raiders, because everybody seems to end up with the Raiders, but we'll see. Eric All, this tight end that I absolutely loved out of Iowa, and if you guys listen to my podcast, I always said, you know, I joked around saying this guy can do it all, and he is doing it all for the Bengals. He's murdering it. He is blocking, catching. He's doing everything extremely well. Right now, he is lighting it up for the tight ends in this rookie class. Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina, 6-for-66 and a TD, really came alive in this game, with their new quarterback. The Red Rifle, 6-for-66 yards and a touchdown to Xavier Leggett. He looks like a physical specimen, very raw route runner. He looks like he has a big upside, and we'll see how that goes. Texans and the Jaguars, Texans 24-20. C.J. Stroud did C.J. Stroud stuff. He had the game-winning drive. Brian Thomas Jr., the LSU wide receiver, 23rd overall pick in the first round of the Jacksonville Jaguars, has had a sensational start to his season. So I'm very, very proud that guy has really shown up. Kamir Lassiter out of Georgia has had some up and downs, like I was talking about. These young corners, they have a really tough time their rookie year. Lassiter has shined, and then other times he's looked rough. But again, that's the way it's going to go. There's really nobody else I want to talk to with about those guys. Again, Texans moved to 3-1. Jaguars are 0-4. They're on the Belichick watch right now. The team formerly known as the Redskins won 42-14 over the Cardinals, which had played so well the last couple of weeks. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is the story. The number two overall pick out of LSU, 26 of 30 for 233 yards, 7.8 yards a throw. He did have an interception for his first turnover, but he had a TD, and he rushed for two more TDs. So the guy's had a tremendous start to his career. Another really fun fact about this game, Jeremy McNichols, that is right, the same Jeremy McNichols that the Buccaneers drafted. He had 8 carries in the game for 68 yards. That's 8.5 yards a carry, and he rushed for 2 touchdowns with 27 yards being his long touchdown. So it looks like Jeremy McNichols has found a role in Washington. Finally, after all these years, he's running the ball. So you got Brian Robinson out of Alabama, obviously at 100 yards and a TD, solid game. Jeremy McNichols, again, 8 carries, 68 yards, former Buccaneer, 2 TDs. He was a guy that we were trying to sign to the practice squad, who ended up saying he doesn't want to sign with us, and he ended up going to the West Coast. I think Snoop McPlaybook is what they called him. But but he's got a career going, so congratulations to him. Congratulations to Jaden Daniels for just absolutely obliterating rookie quarterback records. Patriots and 49ers, this was not a game. The 49ers ran right over the Pats. There's really nothing else to talk about in this game. Brock Purdy was Brock Purdy. I guess Jordan Mason, the running back out of Georgia Tech that was a free agent, had 24 carries, 123 yards, and a TD, filling in for McCaffrey. He's been very solid, but he's pretty much the only person I want to talk about. And then, we're about a couple of weeks away from getting a Florida wide receiver back from a gunshot, which is going to be exciting to see how he plays in that 49ers offense. Browns and Raiders. Raiders pulled this one out 20-16. I hope the Browns lose every game with the Deshaun Watson thing. Can't stand Deshaun Watson. Brock Bowers, who I told you was sensational tight end, has been playing so well. Right now, he leads rookie tight ends in receiving, and he's on pace to set an NFL record for tight ends. Center Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon, who was the Raiders' second-round draft pick, was linked to the Bucs on several occasions, is absolutely born to be a Raider. He is dominating the line of scrimmage right now. Obviously, he's not playing at the Frazier level, who's playing at a Pro Bowl level, but Jackson Powers Johnson is playing extremely well for the Raiders, so congratulations, Raiders. Chiefs, Chargers. Chiefs pulled this game out 17-10, lost their number one receiver, Rashard Rice, in this game. Xavier Worthy, their 28th pick in the first round, had 3 catches, 73 yards, and a TD. So I think you're going to see the longest pass play in Patrick Mahomes' career, 65 air yards to Xavier Worthy. Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy. He's played extremely well. Has not had the drops, the same drops he had at Texas. So he's really worked on his hands. The Chargers, Joe Alt, the number 5 overall pick, which I'm sure they're kicking themselves for not drafting Neighbors, but it is what it is. Joe Alt has played equally as well at that tackle position. He's pretty much dominated. He's probably the second best offensive lineman in this draft behind Frazier on the offensive line. He's really solidified the Chargers. Ladd McConkey, the Georgia wide receiver, was number pick 34 overall, had 5 catches, 67 yards, and a TD. The next game, the Bills and the Ravens. The Ravens won 35-10. There's really nothing to talk about here. Josh Allen had an off game. Really, the Bills were never in this game after like the first quarter. It just wasn't going to happen. The Ravens dominated. King Henry ran for over 200 yards. The Ravens are now 2-2 after starting 0-2. Have figured out that King Henry can run the ball. So congratulations to the Ravens for figuring that out. I'm sure the Bills will bounce back next week. Titans Dolphins, one of the worst games you could ever watch. Please don't watch this game. You had quarterback changes for the Titans. Quarterbacks getting hurt. You had Huntley start for the Dolphins. He was awful. Couldn't even hit a screen pass. Completed 14 passes for 96 yards. A-Chain was a non-factor. Waddle was a non-factor. Tyreek Hill was a non-factor. My goodness. The Dolphins are just, they're terrible. 1-3 right now without Tua. They can't get anything going. Their quarterback play is awful. The Titans' quarterback play was awful. Tony Pollard really and Spears really ran the ball well for Tennessee, which really stretched this game out to 31-12. It might be one of the worst football games ever played if you watch it. It's really, really bad. And Devontae Sweat for the Tennessee Titans, I think he absolutely dominated Miami up front. He had four run stops in this game. I mean, he really shut down A-Chain, which was really terrific. And I think he's one of the best defensive interior linemen right now, playing for rookies right now. Sweat's really played extremely well. He fits right into that Tennessee defense. The last game was the Lions and the Seahawks. The Lions blew the game out. Jahmyr Gibbs, of course, did Jahmyr Gibbs stuff. Williamson from Alabama, last year's rookie who didn't get a chance to play, has pretty much dominated snaps this season. They won 42-29 over the Seahawks. The Sea Chickens, I can't stand them. Love the fact that they got their first loss. They were a joke at 3-0. I'm happy they lost. The Lions are now 3-1 with their only loss coming from the Buccaneers. So congratulations to those to the Lions. But if you look at the Bucs right now, they beat the Washington Redskins, which are the hottest team in football right now. It's what it seems like because they're blowing people out. They beat the Lions on the road, and now they beat the Eagles at home. So going into the season, we would have said if they were 3-1 out of that first four games, we'd be absolutely doing backflips. So I'm very proud of the Buccaneers and the heart they've shown with all of these injuries. This wraps up the Best in Class podcast, week four. We have a Thursday night game this week. I'm very excited about it. I hope we just trounce the Dirty Birds. And what I said earlier, you can follow us at Bill Curry Ford Tampa and all the social media sites. You guys know them all. Email me at Sean Sullivan at Best in Class at BillCurryFord.com. BestInClass@BillCurryFord.com, please. You can email me at SSullivan@BillCurryFord.com if you want to be more personal. You can send it to me there. Go to our website, BillCurryFord.com, see all of our amazing specials. I have hurricane loss employee pricing. So if you lost your car in this hurricane and you have your insurance documents, you will actually get the vehicle sold to you at factory pricing from Ford Motor Company. So Ford is now involved in helping the 55,000 cars that were lost in the area and the people who lost their homes. We really want to work hard and develop this and really give back to our community. I am personally doing the $1,000 off the best deal you can find. I do not want people to buy cars right now and get price gouged. Don't be in a rush where you're just trying to get a vehicle and make a mistake. If you come to me and you see me at Bill Curry Ford, we'll talk football. I'll make sure you don't get taken advantage of, and I mean that sincerely. I will help you through this pain. For those of you who don't know, I lost my house in this hurricane. It's a really tough deal. Josh Martin from Florida Elite Restoration is helping me, and he's just done such a great job having my back. He really makes me feel like a friend in this situation, even though we're not friends. We're acquaintances through work, obviously, and a shared Joe Bucks fan. But he really makes me feel like he cares, and he sent me this amazing text, and it said, "Sean, I'm so sorry for your loss. You know, I'm sorry that you're having to go through this a second time. This is my second time in 3 years, and it's tough." And I will tell you that having someone, you know, reach out to you and text you that, it means a lot. I can tell you right now that Florida Elite Restoration is a good company with good people, and they really care about the community. So if you need help, you know, make sure you reach out. And if you need car help, if you need anything, service, parts, body shop, you can't get a tow truck. Right now, no one can get a tow truck. I can't. I can help you. Give me a call. Email me. You guys know how to find me. You guys have a great week. I hope this week's going to be better for everyone. And go Bucks.